Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level 2. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci, the pimp, the player, the hustlers, the people, the bustlers, and everybody else in between. SiriusXM Channel 159. We'll welcome our AM radio audience back momentarily. So as I was stating, it's bad enough that the Toronto Maple Leafs play Hall & Oates after they score a goal. Like, in what world and whose idea, like, who approves this stuff? Like, and like, also, like, if you're a player on the team, shouldn't you say, listen, playing Hall & Oates after we score is very lame? Like, John Tavares is the captain of the Toronto Maple Leafs. Act like a captain, step up and say, listen, the fact that we play Hall & Oates is why people laugh at us. Imagine the other team, you know what? Yeah, the Leafs, you're a visiting team, you go into the Leafs building, they score a goal, and they start playing Hall & Oates after. Dun, 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 what I want, dun, 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 dun. Yeah, it's really intimidating. It's really, you know what I mean? Like, seriously. I swear to God, man, if I was a player on an opposing team playing the Toronto Maple Leafs, I would tell guys in the room before the game, we have to get a shutout tonight so I don't have to hear Hall & Oates. Because your kiss is on my list. Because your kiss... Well, why not play REO Speedwagon or Air Supply? Hall & Oates. What kind of hockey team thinks it's a good idea to play Hall & Oates after scoring a goal? This is something that needs to be called out and stopped, okay? Not to mention it doesn't work. You guys haven't won a playoff series since 2004. So I would find a new song. And how about going, like, play something the opposite of Hall & Oates, all right? Play Slayer, Sodom. Baffery, Homicide, Exodus. There you go. There's your new song. You want a new song? You really flip people out, too. You know what? There's your new song. Instead of Hall & Oates, what I want, doot, 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 doot. Get on your knees and bow. You'll learn your lesson in violence. Little Exodus, learn your lesson in violence. Bang your head against the stage. Get on your knees and bow. You'll learn your lesson in violence. If I was a goalie, I'd hate that. I'd be like, holy crap, these guys are nut jobs in this heavy metal. And I have lights. I'd have lights going and stuff. Make it all dark and like crazy, like a strobe light. After a goal. Come on with Hall & Oates. Oh, you're coming out wearing a Justin Bieber jersey now too? Oh, yeah, I'm sure the big bad Bruins are really scared of this. Man, Boston, what the hell are you guys doing? What the hell's wrong with you? What is this, some sort of joke? You seen the Justin Bieber Leaf jersey? It's got like a smiley face on in the Leaf. hey, Biebs, ain't nobody laughing. It's bad enough you let this kid like create his own donuts at Tim Hortons and stuff. That's why I haven't been in a Tim Hortons in like years. The Leafs this desperate for like 8-year-old girls to be fan of theirs? If you're a grown man and you're a fan of Bieber and you're listening to this show, you're listening to the wrong show. Although I don't judge people's taste in music. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. Andrew McKinnis is going to step up and in. It's been a lot of hitting going on in the world. And there was a great hit in the National Hockey League tonight. This kid, Morris Seider, This kid, he's a rookie. Holy crap, man. This kid nearly murdered somebody tonight that was trying to hit him. That's how badass it was. I look forward to McInnes' take on that. I look forward to McInnes' take on the disgraceful, embarrassing Justin Bieber-designed Toronto Maple Leaf jerseys. Like what? Like, was Maroon 5 unavailable to make a jersey for you? Like the Buffalo Sabres? Hey, guys, why don't we get the Goo Goo Dolls to do a jersey for us? You don't, you know, just because somebody is from the area doesn't mean you have to let them design a jersey. How about having a Bieber night? All right? Have a bunch of dumbass kids and their parents show up and scream for the Biebs one night. What, you going to let them design a jersey? And, of course, the Leaf players would like it. Right? Of course you would. You guys play Hall & Oates after you score a goal. I'm not surprised you like a Justin Bieber jersey. You know what? Give me Pantera. That's why the teams from Florida win. All right? You get a Tampa Bay Lightning game, they're not playing Hall & Oates. All right? They're playing Motley Crue and Rat and Judas Priest and Journey the way God intended music to be played at a hockey game. Doot, 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 doot. As I stated, you're just inspiring the other team not to give up a goal so they don't have to hear Hall & Oates. Like, what's, you know what I mean? What's on your playlist anyways in the Leafs room? Seriously, Maroon 5, Michael Bublé, Matchbox 20, when you guys are feeling edgy, a little Matchbox 20. You guys feel a little hip-hop and rap, you put some Timberlake in. Justin, no one rocks like Justin Timberlake. We're bringing sexy back. That's why you guys haven't won a playoff series since 2004. You're too busy letting Justin Bieber. We're going to let Justin Bieber design the play calls too now? You're going to let him give a speech before the game? Hey, guys, I'm Justin Bieber. Go Leafs, go. Yeah, really. L.A. Kings should let Slayer design the jersey. Raining blood falling from the lacerated sky. This is Sports Rage. Vent your rage, bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
Whoa, yeah! It's a Twisted Tuesday. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. The Pips, the Players, the Hustlers, the Justin Biebers, and everybody else in between. I can't wait. I heard after the Montreal Canadiens were inspired by the Toronto Maple Leafs Justin Bieber jerseys, the Canadiens Celine Dion My Heart Will Go On jersey they're going to wear on Saturday. It has a heart on it, and it was inspired by Celine Dion and her journey. Oh, wait. The Montreal Canadiens would never do something so stupid. Justin Bieber designing hockey jerseys. No wonder you guys haven't won a cup in 53 years. You're playing Hall & Oates. You're wearing Justin Bieber jerseys. Like, seriously. You're going to start, like, you're going to wear NSYNC and Backstreet Boys skate soon? Like, honestly. You get Matchbox 20 to do the national anthem? Here's Adam Levine, a Maroon 5, everybody. It's a disgrace. They said, look at Tampa Bay Lightning. These guys are rocking, like, Metallica during their games. Ride the Lightning and stuff like that. See, they get it. They understand. Right, the Leafs. I can't believe that not one Leaf player hasn't just stood up and said, listen, guys, this Hall & Oates thing's got to go. It sucks. Said, not one player on the team that got traded there, like Giordano. Maybe Giordano will step up and say, guys, let me just tell you something. I don't want to offend anybody, but as somebody that was on another team for years coming here, nobody really, like, is down with your Hall & Oates thing. Like, you start telling him, like, listen, it's not working. Like, it's like, I just sort of suggest the new guy. Can I suggest, like, how about, like, we play Judas Priest? You got another thing coming. Dun 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 dun. Then you do that, suddenly the building's rocking and stuff. You do Hall & Oates, man. It's like, start wondering. I'm going to leave after the first period you play Hall & Oates. Imagine going to a Leaf game and they score like four times in the first period. You're going to hear that stupid Hall & Oates song like over and over. God, let's bring in Andrew McKinnis right now. WagerTalk.com. Back from Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada, with a bunch of crazy stories. What's going on, McKinnis? How you doing?
What's up, Gabe? Good to be here with you, buddy.
All right. So, first things first. So, how was Las Vegas? It seemed like you guys. I gotta be honest. I didn't CC your Twitter. My bad. I didn't look at your personal Twitter enough. I just sort of saw my timeline. You know, you guys all posting pictures and stuff like that. But I didn't notice you in as many pictures. Carmine. Ariel, I noticed. Carmine was taking a lot of pictures. So what were you doing? Not as many pictures for you, McKinnis? How'd the week go for you down there?
Gabe, I had an absolute blast. You know, of course, you look back and, you know, sometimes you wish you had more pictures. You wish you captured this moment. I'm more of like living the moment. I don't really have like all kinds of pictures when I go away places. I just, you know.
Good man. Yeah.
Have the memories, right? And it just was an absolute blast. You know, I couldn't have pictured it being that fun. I mean, it was really fun. And I can't believe I told you, Matthias, I'd try and be disciplined with my gambling because it was just so much fun. Just locking in live bets here and there, betting every game possible, just hitting the tables, just had a really good time. So happy to be home. But yeah, so much for that. But man, I'm just exhausted. I just had so much fun. I told Matthias before I came on with you, I was like, man, I had a great time, super tired. And he goes, dude, like, that means you did something right. You don't want to come back from Vegas with energy.
Yeah, no. So how did you do? Did you leave with more money than you went there with? That's the question. That's always the bottom. That's the final answer. That's the definitive question when it comes to Vegas.
Absolutely not. But not as much because of sports betting, mostly just because of everything else in between. I told myself if I won a sports bet, that's just going towards something.
No, I know, but that's how you know if you really had a good week, right? Because then it's like, or a good time in Vegas, because you're like, man, not only did I go to the UFC and the boxing match and to the Sapphire Club and to everywhere else, but I still have money in my pocket more than I came. That's when you really killed it.
Yeah, that definitely wasn't the case. That wasn't the case for sure. But
it is difficult. I was going to say, it is difficult. I don't know if you found it to be difficult. I will say this, too. You've got to be real experienced at it. It's really tough. Did you find it harder to pick winners or sort of be, you're not in your element anymore, right? You're so used to handicapping in a certain way. You're not used to like, oh, I'm going to go to dinner and, oh, I got to get the bet in. And you know what I mean? It's a different, it's a different style of betting, isn't it? Right. That it's like a lot of people have a hard time. And I even really experienced longtime gamblers. Some people won't play on vacation or they, you know what I mean? If they're taken out of their element and stuff, and Vegas is tough because people are like, oh, did you win? And oh, whatever. Yeah. Well, right. It's not so easy to win when I was hammered half the time. And the other half of the time I was sick in the morning, hungover. Like, you know what I mean? And it's like, yeah, I won some and I lost some and that happened. And then I won that night, but then I lost it all at the table after, right? Like, stuff happens in Vegas.
Well, you know, Gabe, like, it's a really, really good point because, there's a psychologist. He has a lot of really good books. Jordan Peterson, he always talks about routines. He's like, if you don't have a routine, then what do you have? And I feel like you don't ever realize routines you have in your own personal life until you get away from them for a couple of days. And just like you said, you know, being there, you know, the time change is different. I'm handicapping at different times. Like you said, I'm hungover in the morning just trying to survive. And then at night, you're figuring out your plans. Yeah. Like, you know, and then you want to get this live bet in, like, you know, and I didn't have the apps, right? I set up the apps a couple days into the trip, and I didn't really feel like I had to for all the books. So, like, you know, I got to my room after getting back from the bars during the day at one point, and Wisconsin's down, like, 10. So my buddy and I look at each other, and we're like, well, we have to go hammer Wisconsin live money line. So after we just got back in, we go run down. I mean, it's just everything's so spur of the moment there. I'd say the biggest, you know, thing is you're away from your routine, you know. It's a 4-hour time zone difference from where I live, and it definitely throws you off a little bit.
See, that's where you lost me with the time zone. You're right. I had your back all the way. All the way. So imagine.
Well, the game's starting at 4 versus 8. That's a big difference, don't you think?
Wow. I know it's hard. But, you know, come on.
Hey.
Like, I was thinking about that. So imagine the players that actually play sports. Right? The teams are like flying. Hey, tonight they're in Detroit. Tomorrow they're in L.A. and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. It's a good thing. Like, I've heard like Teddy talk about that in handicappers. But, well, you know, the flight and the early morning start time. And I got into it with people during the football season about that. I said, do you really think it matters? Like, it doesn't matter, that crap. So it's a fake pile of crap, that stuff about the Raiders can't win at 1 in the afternoon because of the time zone. I said, they don't win. If they don't win, it's because they're not good, right? It's not as a time zone.
They're also used to the travel game. You know, I don't go to Vegas every couple of weeks. Those guys are in the East Coast every, what, 4 weeks?
Yeah, but that was my point, that handicappers use this crap all the time about travel and this and that. And they're like, oh, you ever travel, like, your body clock and the time zone? Yeah. Like I told Teddy, I remember telling him, I said, yeah, Teddy, because you're not in the same shape as an NBA or an NHL player is. Like, they're not. Like, them taking a four-hour plane, they're not going to cry about the time zone after it, right? It's like, I took a four-hour plane ride. Who cares?
It is funny when handicappers try and put themselves in, you know, professional athletes'
bodies. Oh, God. Like, the look ahead, the other one I get so mad about, the look ahead spot.
That's actually my least favorite one, Gabe.
Yeah. I'm glad you don't bring it up. Oh, let down, look ahead. I'm like, shut the hell up. Let down, look ahead, don't care. Yeah, all that stuff. A good example is, look, Urban Meyer, we find out now, Urban Meyer, he didn't know who Aaron Donald was. So, like, do you think that he was looking ahead to worried about anything? He didn't know who Aaron Donald was. Right? Like, they don't, like, players don't know, even coaches don't know or care. Like, people don't realize that players in most sports, they're only worried about themselves.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Right? And you know what I mean? They're worried about doing their job properly. You know what I mean? I'm getting paid $6 million a year to do this. I got to do my job. I don't care what's going on in the rest of the league. You know what I mean? Like, people think that, like, players are looking at the standings and knowing, like, who they're playing in 3 days and stuff. Man, there's dudes that get on the plane. They don't know where they're going until they're told. Yeah, we're going to Cleveland tonight. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. Chris Monter, collegebasketballnews.com, will step up in a little bit later on. It was a wild night tonight in the NIT. St. Bonaventure beat Virginia 52-51. Xavier takes down Vanderbilt 75-73. We went 3-1 there. We had Virginia over 100.5 in game. We lose with Virginia money line. It was a heartbreaking loss, 52-51. We had Xavier on the money line. We had Xavier and Vandy over 143. So it was a nice hit there. We had Middle Tennessee. Middle Tennessee State play again tomorrow. We'll see when we get a lineup for this game. But they are the number one team against the spread in college basketball. Now 26-7-1 against the spread on the season. And they have one last game left in the championship game against UNC Wilmington tomorrow night. We'll get back to that. McInnes with us right now. You know, McInnes, one of the plays that I hit tonight, and I gave it on Game Time Decisions, and I wasn't going to, so I almost have to thank Kyle, even though he should thank me, because I gave him a winner. But I didn't give a first period. He said, hey, Morency, do you like anything, any of the first period total plays tonight in the NHL? And I said, yes, the Calgary Flames and the San Jose Sharks I said, expect the Flames to, I don't know, I said the Flames will probably be up 2-0 like 5 minutes into the game. And they literally were. But amazingly enough, they end up losing the game. San Jose come back and beat them 4-3. Wow. Big upset tonight in the NHL.
Unbelievable. Yeah, that Sharks team, they're hard to figure out, man. One night, they're putting up 4 or 5 goals. They get a comeback, like you just mentioned. And one night, they're looking like a bunch of minor leaguers. That's a hard team to figure out, Gabe.
Calgary Flames clearly, man, took the pedal off the metal tonight. And I tell you, Calgary are just so impressive. It's just shocking to me that they weren't able just to, you know, run these guys out of the building tonight. Like, I'm amazed. Like I said, this game, I was like, wow, Calgary's going to roll these guys. I didn't take Calgary, though. Because, you know, I don't like these big favorites and stuff, and I'm not a big fan of, like, these big-time hockey parlays and moneyline parlays and stuff. So I just figured, listen, I'll go over to 1.5 in the first period of play, but I really didn't expect this. It's just, you know, when they were up, I was thinking, wow, the Flames are just going to do this again. I saw the Flames play recently, and I got to tell you, they're an impressive team, man. They're a big team. They're a fast team. They've got good goaltending. Tonight's choke job notwithstanding, the Flames are a dangerous team moving forward.
Yeah, they certainly seem to have it all, like you just mentioned, and they're really well-rounded. And what I always say come playoff time, too, you need to have great third and fourth liners, whether they're contributing on the scoreboard or just, you know, being physical, getting the puck deep. They have that as well. If their cold goaltending can stay where it is right now, they're going to be really dangerous. One game that kind of caught my eye tonight, Gabe, I thought was a very weird game. The Devils and the Rangers game, always interesting when those two teams meet together. And I don't know, a couple weeks back, it was obviously the conversation about the Hart Trophy. And Shesterkin's obviously been unbelievable this year. But he's definitely cooled off a little bit. And tonight, seeing him give up 5 goals and, you know, 0.792 save percentage, it kind of goes to show a little bit, I think, that this Rangers team was relying a lot more on Shesterkin than people might have given him credit for. People were giving him credit, saying he was a Hart Trophy nominee and stuff, but I truthfully think that people didn't realize how much he was really doing for that Rangers team. They've got great players, you know. They've got Panarin, they've got Zibanejad, but let's not kid ourselves. When this guy doesn't have good games for them, they don't play well. And, you know, hats off to the Devils, 7-4 win for them, and once again, another first period over in a New Jersey Devil game.
Yeah, that game angered me tonight. This game really angered me. One thing, I took Shesterkin to win the Vezina Trophy, and I cashed out yesterday, actually. Normally, I don't cash out, but I did because I only bet $200 on it. I bet it like last month, like 3 weeks ago or something. And the thing is, I bet $200, and they were offering me $250 back. And I was only going to get back $327 or something for him winning in the first place. So, and I was thinking, I'm like, man, you're telling me that I'm going to have to wait until the stupid NHL award show in the middle of July or something like that to get paid for this bet? Right, I'm like, I'm not waiting this long. I said, I made the money. I proved my point. I got, you know what I mean? It was a quick $50 hit. So I've cashed out. So if he starts to fade now, then, hey, I'm already out on it right now. But this game was insane, guys. If you were watching Game Time Decisions tonight, we discussed this game extensively live. And we brought it up, McKinnis. The Rangers were up 2-0, dude. They were minus 900. All right? And I said, come on, man. Like, I get they were favorites in the game, but that doesn't make sense. Like, that they're that big of a... I said, me, Cam, and Sharapan all agree. We're like, any team that's only down 2 goals, like, and a team up 2 goals shouldn't be minus 900. But the thing is, I already had the Rangers in a stupid FanDuel odds boost parlay, so I didn't really want to mess with it. And I even said, yeah, but it's not like the Rangers are known for blowing leads. So the Devils, McKinnis, were plus 560, and we were discussing it. We go to a commercial break, we come back, and the game's tied 2-2.
Wow. All right?
Next thing you know, the Devils are leading 4-2, and the Devils were minus 900. You could have got both teams at plus 560 in this game tonight, McKinnis. Imagine. They were both plus 560. Imagine that. Both teams plus. What a profit. Bolt plus 560.
Unbelievable. I mean, that's the thing, and not going to lie, I kind of missed that a little bit. I did some in-game betting when I was in Vegas, but that's the kind of stuff I wasn't doing as much, you know? I wasn't watching those live spots, wasn't waiting to pounce on certain spots like that. And like you just said, that's one of the best feelings in gambling in general, Gabe, with sports betting, when you're able to get two teams at huge plus prices, and you do that stuff on your shows,
yeah,
you know,
but
all the time.
But I didn't do it. We just talked about it. We told people to do it, but we didn't do it. And it happened. Like, it happened too fast, almost. Like, I brought it up, and it just happened.
So it how happened, fast like, did both goals actually scored? How fast were two goals?
I don't know. Let's see the box score back-to-back. It was fast, bro.
Graves and Subban. 7-12 for Graves, 8-30 7-12
and 8-30.
Wow.
Pretty fast.
Oh, and that would have made me mad. That would have pissed me off.
Yeah, well, no wonder. That's why I'm bringing it up. It really upset us. And then look at this. They scored at 7-12, 8-30, 12-40, 13-13, and 18-07, bro. So
they dominated that period.
So from that time, McInnes, before up to that 7-12 mark, it was plus 560. So think about that swing in 9 minutes of hockey time only. That one team went from 560 to the other team 560. I've never seen that in my life.
That's crazy.
In 9 minutes, McInnes. That's why I was like, oh, my God. What the hell is going on here?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I got to mention as well in that game, Jack Hughes' shots on goal continues to go over. Like, it was 2.5 for a while. Then it was like 3, 3.5. This guy just continues to score.
Really, yeah.
Whether it's scoring or just going shots on goal. Yeah, Jack, I mean, sometimes, you know, Gabe, like, people try and be a little bit too cute with props. And I'm not really one that tries to get these big, long shots always with the goal-scoring props. I usually just, you know, I'll
go with the hot player.
150. Yeah, go with the hot player. You know, I've had people chirp me, like, why are you playing Ovechkin minus 120 to score a goal? It's like, because he scores all the time. You know, it's like with Matthews. He's like minus 130 to score a goal.
Oh, I do it in football all the time. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I'll take care of Henry to score a touchdown. Like, yeah, because
exactly.
He will.
Money's money, right? I mean, people just want to see you hit this big plus price. But yeah, anyway, Jack Hughes has been great. Over
well, you
got to
pay for your pool parties in Vegas and stuff, right? You need to get a high roller. Spending all that money. In Vegas, you got to hit a lot of winners, going to Cabanas and all this stuff. I saw a video the other day of it was really windy in Vegas, and one of the mattresses flew and smoked somebody.
I saw that too.
Yeah, I think it was at the Circa. Where did you stay, at the Westgate?
I was at the Sahara.
The Sahara. The Sahara, I didn't know the Sahara even existed. Isn't the Sahara the SLS?
No.
It's called the Sahara now?
Yeah, so pretty much I was trying to stay at the Westgate, and then I had this like really good package I found, and one of my buddies decided he was going to come, so we were like, all right, we'll book it tomorrow all together, and of course the package expired. And
oh, you're right.
The
place
to the Westgate was the Sahara. So
I just punched it in.
I hope I know where
Sahara,
I stayed.
Sahara, Las Vegas.
I hope I know where I stayed.
I lived across the street. That's where I live, right on that.
Really?
You know the condo across the street there, beside that, the world's biggest gift shop?
Yes, I was there.
Yeah. It's a dodgy area back there. Yeah, well, it used to be the Sahara, and it was kind of a dump, right? But it was a classic place. And then they called it SLS. I didn't even know. I didn't know that they called it the Sahara again, that they dropped the SLS brand. It's a nice room, though, now, isn't it? I liked it. When it was SLS, when it was the Sahara, it was like it was old school and dumpy and stuff. Like,
okay.
Like Frank Sinatra's like cigarette stains were still in the carpet, I think. But it was old. Like, you just imagine the things in those rooms on the carpet, Matthias. You know what I'm saying? Like, I walk in, you're like, oh God, like this is like, yeah, this is authentic Vegas, all right? Like, it's the actual room from the 50s. But no, they made it all fancy and SLS like. So I like that. I like the room there. It's open and breezy. I'm a fan of that property. I didn't know it was the Sahara. We'll get some hockey picks and Sweet 16 for McInnes on the other side. Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. all the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Man, just getting flashbacks, and it was that night, and just right on cue. Here's our boy, Earl Skakel. What's up, bro? I was just thinking about you, actually. Earl and Darryl. Earl Skakel in L.A., comedian. And Earl was actually there. I was just thinking about that whole Sahara night and stuff. That's the night that I strangled Jason Gold at the Stratosphere. And if you recall, we were supposed to do a show at the Sahara. And there was a problem with Brian Blessing, may he rest in peace, and it turned into a big brouhaha. that was the weekend. I remember the Super Bowl. I remember it was the Colts and the Saints. Remember that Super Bowl? It was the Colts and the Saints in the Super Bowl. The Saints won the Super Bowl. And all of us literally had the Indianapolis Colts because we're idiots. All right? Like, there was like 20 of us. Like, we did a bunch of shows. There's a bunch of people flew in, everything, like viewers, listeners, a big party and stuff. And we all had the Colts except one man, the raging redhead, Cam Stewart. We'll bring it up to him tomorrow. And, you know, we'll ask Cam. It was one of Cam's best heaters ever, McInnes. I swear to God, I've known him a long time. I've been to Vegas with him a million times. And he won the Super Bowl, and he won a couple of $1,000s on the Super Bowl. But while the Super Bowl was going on, he was playing blackjack the whole time. Right? Like, they had the table sort of set up where you could see the game and stuff. So we were all miserable sitting at the bar, and it was $1 a beer. And Cam was winning money. Cam bought like 100 beers or something. Cam's like, here's 100. He gave like the bartender $100. And he says, just keep them coming. And we literally had like 100 beers. Except everyone had like Colt hats on and Colt stuff, and like Saint people were trolling all of us and stuff. It was a hostile environment. People were talking smack, and Cam couldn't lose at the blackjack table. Cam, so he's playing during the game. He's winning the bet during the game, but he just could not lose, man. I think he won like $3,600 in like an hour or something. Like, he was on a roll. Yeah, so like Cam won like $4,000 or $5,000, and all of us lost all the money that we had. So Cam's all happy, and we're all like, want to get the F out of here. What time's your playing out anyway? So like everyone's getting all serious and mad. Cam's like, hold on, I got to go cash my tickets, everybody. People are just giving like, yeah, hurry up, Cam. I'll never forget that.
From what I know about Cam, and just from like watching your guys' shows and stuff, it seems like he's no stranger to a contrarian opinion. Would that be correct?
Oh, yeah. Whatever, he's always contrarian, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like he loves to see what everybody else is on and be like, I'm on the other side. But that's the thing with blackjack and roulette and all that stuff. Like, you know, I went there with three other buddies. We're hanging out with the Wager Talk guys as well and a bunch of people we met. And if you go to the roulette table or blackjack table or craps or wherever, the unfortunate part is chances are if you have four buddies sitting down at the blackjack table, you can't all win. We can't all win. You know, one guy's going to be like, man, I love this game. And the other guy's going to be sitting over there just, all right, here's another 100. Here's another 100.
Yeah, but the thing is,
he's
you play blackjack.
The other guy his money.
If you play blackjack, and like I said, I lived in Vegas, and I don't pretend to be like some blackjack expert, but I know the etiquette and stuff. When you're playing at a table, you got to play as a collective, right? You're playing as a collective, man. And sometimes you need to do the right thing. It's like playing hockey. You need to do the right thing all the time with the table. And sometimes it's going to burn you. And sometimes the dude next to you is going to win. And you're going to be like, you know it too. There's nothing worse than that, of being at a blackjack table and knowing, I don't want to do this. But if I do this, I'm going to screw everyone else at the table over here right now.
Right.
So I have no choice. Hit me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to do it. You're like, I wouldn't do this if I was alone. But you got to go along. You got to go along for the ride. And if you're playing with good people and smart people, you can all get out alive. You can hit them. Yeah. If you get into that rhythm and stuff, you can hit them.
And I've gotten much better at it over the years, but I've realized the best way to play blackjack is stick to the code, stick to the etiquette, stick to the unwritten rules, and go along with it. But there's going to be times when some jackass, like if you're playing in Vegas or like in a public casino, it's hard to control, right? If, you know, I'll just get up and leave, to be honest. Like I was playing, I don't go to casinos too much, as much as I used to. I used to hang out in them all the time, but I was about a month ago or so, and I was playing blackjack, and I was alone. I was literally alone, and I won like $200 in like 10 minutes. I was playing like $25 chip, 50, whatever, back and forth, 25, 50, you know what I mean? 100, well, I was sort of just going back and forth, and I won money. And as soon as, man, these three dudes came in together and sat down, do you mind? Right away, bro, I started losing, right? Because right away, because I wasn't in control anymore. This kid's like, oh, hit me, do this. No, I'm like, oh, God, kid, you're killing me here, right? I got up and split. I said, nothing personal, see, I got my chips. I got the hell out of there. I went to another table and I sat alone again. Unless I'm playing with smart people that are smarter than me at this stuff and I'll trust them to do the right, that I, you know, tell me to do the right thing, then I'm not going to play. That's my policy with that.
Well, it's a great point. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't know about that etiquette and playing by the book and stuff like that.
Well, Vegas, the worst, because you got a tourist that's just coming in. They only care about themselves, right? They don't know any of this stuff. They don't really get that, hey, dude, like you, your lady, you just screwed everybody by doing this. And yeah, you won once, but it's going to come back and haunt you. Right? Like stuff like that. Like, you know, they don't, like, I've been that guy. I've been that. Hey, what are you doing? Like, don't do that. Like, I've been that guy. I've made the mistakes living there, right? Like, I know now where it got to the point where I was accepted at like big tables and stuff because I just knew. I told the people. I played with these crazy like card counting nut jobs and stuff, man. It was like it was a big scene. Like they shut the game down. They didn't care. It was a Russian guy. I sat down. I said, "Hey, do you mind?" And it was another dude. One of them was doing like two hands at once. It was like some hardcore stuff, man. At like 3 a.m. at Palace Station. You know, that's the place OJ went down. So you know some shady stuff happening. So it was like 3 a.m. And they were down because I just said, listen, I'll go along with you guys, right? I said, I ain't causing no problems. And they were like, yeah, yeah. Because they wanted the extra guy there. So they were like, good, good. I won, man, a lot. Until Buddy like flipped the table. Or he tried to flip it, but it's nailed down. He tried to, and he lifted it strong enough that all the chips fell off the table. And anyone that knows Vegas knows when that happens, it gets serious. The chips were all over the floor and everything. Like, it was like they shut it down. It was a big dispute. I got sent to my room. I was living there. I was like a kid. I got sent to my room. Yeah, I got sent to my room. I got sent to my room. They were like, listen. And I was like, listen, man. I said, I don't even know how much money I had. Like I said, I don't know how much money I had. I said, I don't know. I think I had like $400 something in chips. I said, Buddy flipped it. I said, I don't know. And they were cool. I think they gave me $750. And they said, we checked the tape. This is more than you had. Trust us. They said, there's a little extra in here for your trouble. And they said, go to your room. They said, you got to go to your room now. I was like, all right. I went back up to my room. Good time. I could tell you some crazy ass stuff, man, from that place, Palace Station. I used to like do the show, and I'd go down like after the show and stuff. But the thing is, I wasn't on at night, McInnes. I was doing a TV show and radio show earlier in the day in Vegas.
Okay.
It was one of the rare times. Like I was doing a podcast at night, but like I could do whatever time I wanted. So a lot of times, like the end of the day, I'd just go out and I'd end up at Palace Station. I was in Palace Station, but I'd be up until like 5 a.m. I wasn't always like hammered though, but I was like, trust me, you see a lot of crazy ass stuff at a casino, especially when you're sober because you notice more.
I was on a pretty good run, Gabe, and the dealer, my buddy was kind of just like sitting at the table with me drinking and just kind of playing like just min betting, like relaxing. And she goes, is he okay? I was like, what do you mean? Okay, you're like, your buddy's falling asleep at the table. I'm like, I'm on a heater. I'm not letting him leave. We're staying. And then he wakes up at the table, didn't know where he was. I was like, I guess he's not all right. We got to head out. This guy was done. Like, he was way too many drinks. Like, he lost his money playing. And, of course, I'm sitting there, like, saying, I'm not leaving at all.
See, yeah, you're the exact type of kids I'm talking about. I'm not playing with.
Hey, it's not my fault he fell asleep.
Yeah, it's all wasted at the table. I can't have that. That's what you're supposed to do. It's Vegas. It's Vegas. All right. So Maple Leafs and their Bieber jerseys. Hopefully, are they wearing them tomorrow? I don't think they're allowed to really wear them, right? I think they're just for the warm up or something.
Right.
But they get the Devils.
Bad publicity, though, Gabe. Your Twitter was cracking me up. I got bad publicity. Out of the airport. Yeah.
Bad pull. Thank you.
Celine Dion.
Celine Dion Hab jerseys. My heart will go on. My heart beats on, goes on, whatever the hell it is. So the Devils and the Leafs. Devils, of course, are that big win against the Rangers, which we just talked about tonight. Now they go back-to-back, going to New York and to Toronto, getting the Leafs. Leafs big favorites, minus 340. With the Penguins, minus 220 against the Sabres. The Canucks hit the road. Canucks, a very disappointing homestand. They had an opportunity to get into the playoff picture. They lose to Detroit. They lose to Calgary. They lose to Buffalo. Real tough, man. Real tough. Now they're going to Colorado in a tough spot. Avs are like minus 250, 260. And they get the Blackhawks and Ducks. And we got the Sweet 16. But what do you think about the four hockey games?
Well, you know, as far as that Canucks game goes, you know, obviously, the Sabres came out victorious in that one, but I thought the Canucks played a great game. And to me, that's the difference between, like, you know, just scoreboard watching and watching the game or looking at the highlights or the advanced stats and all that kind of stuff. Like, the Canucks just couldn't bury one. They played, you know, three lines had dangerous, dangerous opportunities all throughout the game. I know some might say to me, well, they didn't score. Who cares? Well, I care heading into the next game. And Colorado, with so many puck-moving defensemen, so much talent over the ice, but what's the big question mark that team still has? It still is a little bit goaltending here. And, you know, the last time you and I spoke together, the Canucks were on that huge over streak. It might not still be alive as far as that streak goes, but I think tomorrow we see a goal fest with both these two teams combining together to give us a bunch of goals. Oftentimes we see that. After a game where you lose in overtime to a bottom feeder like the Sabres, in a game where Craig Anderson, every third or fourth game, it seems like this guy's in his prime. But they played a solid game. They just ran into a hot goaltender. I like the over tomorrow, Colorado-Vancouver. Nothing yet for me in Devils and Maple Leafs. One play I really do like, Chicago Blackhawks on the money line, on the road against Matthias' Anaheim Ducks. I feel like Chicago, they still have got a bunch of talent. They got a bunch of young guys. They're going to be able to play well. Fleury is gone, as we all know. The net belongs to Lankinen, at least to my knowledge, for tomorrow night. And I think the Blackhawks actually pick it up. They're going to be disrespected in the odds market. The Anaheim Ducks have really fallen off since the first half of the season. And the better part is here, Gabe, the Blackhawks are underdogs. I like Chicago tomorrow.
We should play some Tom Petty on the extra. I know we got the break coming up here. Matthias' Ducks, Tom Petty, free falling. That's what it is. Because I'm free. Free falling. Seven losses in a row for the Anaheim Ducks. That's seven in a row, Matthias, for the Ducks.
Yeah, not good, Gabe. Not good at all. But you know what? Next year's going to be bright.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The future's bright, so let's positive thoughts.
Yeah, you're a positive dude. You're a cheery guy. Well, it's real bright. Late night. The only thing bright about the Ducks is the sun in the parking lot. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I want to get into Ash Barty. Retiring from the sport on the top, 25 years old. So as we mentioned, the Devils scored five goals in the second period. It's the third time the Devils scored five goals in a single period against the Rangers all time, of course. I'm actually on the Rangers tonight. It's only the third time it happens all time. It happened in 1985 and 1988. You believe that, McInnes? We're just going over that box score. The only time the Devils ever scored five goals in a period against the Rangers, 1985 and 1988. And, well, add 2022 when they were wearing those jerseys tonight. The jersey. So before we get you out of here, McKenna, Sweet 16. Have you taken? Have you decided on any games yet? What are you looking at here, Sweet 16?
I like UCLA. I like the over in the Villanova Michigan game, and I'm riding with Arizona. I told you last week I liked them quite a bit, and I'm gonna ride with them. So I think best bet material for me on the show with you, I'll say Villanova Michigan over.
Oh, Villanova, Michigan over, huh? It's going to be I think it's going to be a competitive game. You know, one thing, you know, what Michigan is, they could play to the over, this team. They've been shooting the ball well in the tournament. I think it's a very fair number. I think it's going to be right around here, McKinnis. Like, I really feel this game like it's got 70 to 67 written all over it. Like 69-68. I think you're right as far as the total. I think it creeps over the number. It'll land at like 138, 139 or something like that. But it's 135 right now. That game tips off 7:29 Eastern time Thursday night. All right, McKinnis, good to have you back from Vegas. That you got back safely and survived and can live to tell the tales. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us. I'm sure you got to get caught up with your rest now.
Yes, sir. Always great being here, Gabe. Thanks a lot, man.
Thank you, McKinnis. WagerTalk.com, Andrew McKinnis. We'll be in Las Vegas for the NFL Draft. MGM Grand, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I understand there's a big boxing match on the Saturday, too. Good. Bring it.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.